It's Friday, June 18th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. Juneteenth celebrations are scheduled throughout the weekend. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent spoke with advocates just as it became a federal holiday.
President Biden signed a bill Thursday marking the day Union soldiers delivered the Emancipation Proclamation to Galveston, Texas, where black people were still enslaved despite President Lincoln's two-year-old executive order. In Wyoming last year, Ambria Meadows Fernandez launched a petition to make Juneteenth a holiday in her state, but discovered it already is one. Few people knew
that the holiday was on paper, but hadn't had any practical acknowledgement, turned out to be reflective of the ways that holidays that belong to various marginalized groups are devalued.
Advocates hope this milestone won't obscure the work ahead. Here's Janetta Williams, president of the NAACP in Utah, Nevada, and Idaho.
We want to make sure that we can get support across the table for some of the other civil rights issues that are facing us.
Williams says that includes passing the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
Nevada is distributing $5 million in cash prizes to residents who have been vaccinated for the coronavirus. It's part of an effort to encourage more people to get shots. Governor Steve Sisolak said Thursday that the new Vax Nevada Days initiative will provide skeptics one more reason to get vaccinated. His announcement adds Nevada to a growing list of states offering incentives to revive flatlining vaccination efforts and maintain demand. More than half of the state's residents 12 and older have received at least one dose of the vaccine, and more than 42%, or more than 1.1 million statewide, have completed their inoculations. A strain of COVID-19 noted for its fast rate of transmission appears to be gaining a foothold in Nevada. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reports the Delta variant was confirmed in nearly 20% of recent coronavirus tests in the state. Public health officials say the numbers may be skewed due to the state's low number of cases. However, the rapid transmission rate is concerning for those who are not vaccinated. Nevada's two Democratic U.S. senators are hailing the Supreme Court's ruling on the Affordable Care Act as a victory for residents of the Silver State. KUNR's Isaac Hoops has the details.
In separate statements, Senators Kathleen Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen applauded the court's 7-2 decision to uphold the Obama-era health care law. The pair of Democrats say the law has proven integral in helping low- and middle-income residents gain access to care. Nevada was among the first states in the country to adopt many of the provisions found under the ACA, including expanding Medicaid. Isaac Hoops, KUNR News.
Cities in the U.S. West, including in Nevada, are preparing for considerable growth in the coming decades. That's despite historic drought and shrinking water supplies. From Phoenix to Boise, officials are working to ensure they have the resources, infrastructure, and housing supply to meet growth projections while balancing conservation. Their efforts are constrained by the fact that some cities are surrounded by federal land. U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada wants to remedy the issue around Las Vegas by strengthening protections for some public lands while selling others to commercial and residential developers. Opponents argue that approving these kinds of swaps isn't sustainable, particularly in areas that rely on a shrinking water supply. Energy officials in Nevada say the region must start working together to address the West's growing electrical needs. A new report adopted this week by Nevada's Public Utility Commission says the state dodged a bullet last year when extreme heat pushed the state's power grid to the limit. It finds Nevada relies on an electrical market increasingly interconnected with California. The commission calls for the incorporation of multiple power companies to work alongside NV Energy to meet rising demand. The Reno Rodeo's return marks the first major in-person event for Northern Nevada since the start of the pandemic. Masks and social distancing were not required for the rodeo's kickoff last night, although officials are asking non-vaccinated spectators to follow CDC guidelines and to wear a mask. The rodeo was among scores of sporting events, festivals, concerts, and live shows canceled last year. Organizers expect as many as 140,000 spectators to visit the Reno Sparks Livestock Event Center over the next week and a half. Taking a quick look at weather, that heat wave continues through our region. Many areas will see temperatures above 100 degrees today. Those are your morning news headlines for Friday, June 18th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.